4DIZ listening.
4DIZ, this is KO4EEH, over.
Roger, I think it was K4EEH, and the 4DIZ name here is Joe, and I'm just sitting here. It won't be too long before I go to the sack, but just thought I would put my listening out there, over.
And Joe, I was listening to you on the net a minute ago, and you were talking about you're going to put an antenna up tomorrow, over.
Yes, I'll get out there early in the morning and drive that pipe up and mount that vertical antenna. It's a high gain antenna I bought some years ago. It's actually, it works 80 through 10 meters. And I used it for a while, but where I had it originally, I can't put it there no more, so I gotta move it and get 20 meters back up, and then I will only like 15 meters, but I'm gonna put a dipole up for that. Over.
Really interesting, KO4EEH DIZ. I've got to do the same. I'm going to be putting up an HF antenna sometime next week, but I've got to do a little trenching to be able to get to bury my coax. And same time, I'm going to go ahead and put an irrigation system in my yard. So I've got a lot of work going on. But you stay. Make sure you get out there early because it's going to be hot again tomorrow.
I will be out there early because I'll tell you what, it has been hot. And I don't mind the hot weather just long as I'm not out in it. And so I'll get out there early. Hopefully that pipe won't be too hard to drive up. I went to the hardware store, bought me a new hammer, because the one I had, I broke. So I got a new hammer, so everything should go okay, over.
I've got to do the same thing. I've got that HF antenna I've got to put up is, I've got to get a pipe in the ground and get some radials put off of it, but it's going to be next week before I get my antenna up. So what kind of antenna have you got, over?
One is, like I say, it's, I've had it for a few years. It's a high gain, and it is a, I forget the number, 18 QV something or another. But it's the one that has the coil on it, and to change the band, you change a clip on the coil. And that gives you another band. I first used it on 80 meters a few years ago. And then I got to work. I put up an 80 meter dipole. And so I took it down and everything. So I hope it works. I had the same antenna back in the 1980s where I lived, and it worked real good. And so hopefully I'll have a 20 meter vertical. I don't work 20 meters that much, so hopefully we'll work okay when I do work 20 meters over.
Great, Joe. I was just wondering about how long is your dipole, your 80 meter dipole, over?
120 feet is cut for 3,900, and so it's 120 feet. I've got room for antennas. I mean, I got plenty of trees up here, but sometimes the trees are just not in the right place. And what kind of antenna are you putting up?
It's a high gain. It's a multiple band 80 80-20-15-10. I think it's a 30, no, I don't know what it is. It's a, hang on, I'll look at the number when you, I'll give you a holler just in a minute and let you know what the number is, over.
High gain makes a good antenna. Now, I called HRO about getting a 20-15-10 meter antenna, but they told me that those are hard to get. They don't have one in stock, so I'm just going to go ahead and put this one up and not worry about it right now. Over.
The number on mine is a 14 ABQ. It's my next door neighbor has one and he really likes it, and so I'm just kind of copying what he's done. I'm studying for my general right now and hope to take it the 25th down in Anderson, so I should be ready hopefully whenever, if I can pass it over.
K4EEH N4DIZ. Is that a, I think you said 80 through 10 meters maybe, but is it automatic band switching?
Put me there. I don't know. I'll look it up real quick here. Let's see if I can figure out what it is here. I think it, no, I don't, it's got clips on it, I think was what they've heard. It doesn't go to 80 meters. The highest it goes is 40, over.
It's got the clip on it.
And like I said, I know enough about antennas to have a problem, of course. But let's see, it's a vertical. Let's see. I'll let you talk a minute and let me read this, and I'll get back with you.
If that's the antenna, that's the same one I got. And I'll tell you, that's a very good antenna. It, if you mount it, ground mount it, it works really good. I've had two of them, and they both work really good. Over.
Neighbor really likes it. He is really, I mean, he's done some amazing stuff. He does a lot of DX work on it, but he's pushing a big linear too, so that helps. But this is a, so it'll explore 40-20-15, and seems it's a ground mount. You run the radials off of it, of course, and they say it does pretty good. It's not in the optimum place, but it's as good a place as my wife will let me do it. Over.
Sure. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but I've never run radio off of mine. I ground mount it and tap it for 20 meters, and that's where I operate it. And it does have a low standing wave, so I don't worry about that. And it does handle the full power. Over.
Yeah, it says it's a four-band, high-frequency, vertical antenna, omnidirectional, self-supporting, trapped vertical radiators that operate in 10, 15, 20, and 40-meter amateur bands. Will work against ground, earth ground or resonant radial system when mounted well above the ground. So you can make your own radial system by following the manual and so forth and so on. And these antennas may be tuned for use in phone or CW band portions. Over.
Okay, I know that antenna, and I thought about getting me one of those one time. And yeah, that's a very good antenna. I've always liked high gain antennas because they work for me, and I don't think you'll have any problems with the one you got. Over.
Thank you for that. That's really good. What kind of ground rod do you use on your antennas? Over.
I Well, the one I'm putting up, I'll drive about a whole 18-inch piece of aluminum pipe in the ground and run a ground wire off of the antenna down to that with a hose clamp on it. That's what I had before. Over.
Yeah, I understand. I think I'm going to try to. I've got a piece of rebar, and I've used it on a couple of things. That's what I've got on my 2-meter 70 centimeter antenna. It seems to work really well on it. So, hope that's going to work on this. We'll see. Over.
Yeah, you shouldn't have any trouble with it. My QTH is traveler's rest, actually about 4 or 5 miles west of traveler's rest. Where are you located?
My son lives up in, my son lives close to you. He lives off of, I think it's Mountain Creek Road or something. There's a church up there. He lives real close to the church up there. So how far are you from that? Over.
I'm all the way on the other side from Mountain Creek Church Road. I used to live up at Sandy Flat, but now I'm closer to Dacresville, South Carolina. And I've been living here about 12, 13 years. And where do you live now?
Down next to Clemson, and I live about 4 miles. If you ever heard of Daniel High School, I live just above Daniel High School, and so probably about halfway between Clemson and 6 Mile. Over.
Roger. Okay. Yeah, that's a nice place to live and all. And I was just sitting here. I took a nap earlier, so that will keep me up a little bit longer. But it won't be long. I'll be turning in again. And let's see, K4EEH, N4DIZ.
DIZ, Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Echo Hotel. It's been really good talking to you, Joel. I hope you have a good evening and good luck. I do have one more question about your pipe. Where do you buy your pipe from? Over.
Most of it I've had for a few years. I've always done antennas and all. And it's actually the one I'm putting in the ground is a 30-inch piece of 1.25-inch mass. And I'll drive it up, and I've drove it up before, and so that's it. But you can get, as far as I know, you can get mass 1.25 at Lowe's. I don't know if they have 10-foot, but the last time I was there, I know they did have 5-foot pieces over.
That's what I'm going to have to get. How far do you drive your pipe down in the ground, over?
Drive it all the way down until there's about 12 inches sticking up, and I mount my antenna to that.
I get to do the, probably about Monday or Tuesday next week. That's the plan right now. But, got some other things a little bit ahead of that, but we will see. Over.
Yeah, and so, you know, hopefully you'll get yours in stack. Now, you can just use a regular piece of 1-inch rigid conduit and drive it up. It'll work just as good. Over.
I did the last time for my 2-meter 70 centimeter antenna. I used a I guess it's a fence post. It was a mast, I guess is what it was, but it was a, I think it's about 1.5 inches, and And I got it in the ground and mounted it and mounted the antenna on top of it. So it sticks up about 10 foot, and the antenna itself is about 50-some inches, I believe, is what I remember of.
Roger. Yes, the antenna I'm using on the 2 meters is an antenna I built about 12, 15 years ago. From a system band antenna. It was in the antenna book, and so I built it. It's on a 20-foot mast on the side of my mobile home, and it's been working ever since and doing fine, over.
Hey, been real happy with mine. I'm getting real good coverage with mine so far, and I've got a Yaesu 7250D dual band mobile radio that I use as my base, and it works real well. I put it in my truck, and it does real well with it. I think I've got a Comet, maybe it's a Diamond antenna on my truck. Over.
Yeah, I've got a let's see, a Linko 135 in my van, and I've got a mag mount 2 meter antenna on top of it. But I normally don't actually operate what I'm driving. I've always been the kind that when I'm driving, I drive and don't let anything distract me. Over.
Would probably appreciate it if I didn't do that. But I've talked on the radio today. I came home today, and there was a real bad storm over towards Central, and a half tree had fallen, and there was lines down, phone, and I didn't see any power lines down, but they took a phone line down completely. So got turned around on it and got back home. But I got on the radio, and I thought I was on the local repeater, but it was actually a repeater somewhere down in next to Columbia, and I was talking to some guy down next to St. George Island. Over.
Yeah, that happens, and you can do that sometimes with the if the propagation's right. I have heard stations all over the upstate, low state, and everything else. So let me back out of here. It's time for me to do my bedtime, and I enjoyed the Q show, and I will say 73s, KO4EE8, N4DIZ will be clear after you.
Good, Joel. This is KO4EEH. Really enjoyed my QSO with you, and 73s to you, and good luck with your antenna installation. Looking forward to hearing how well it came off. So you have a good evening. Be talking to you later, and listen for you show up on the net again. Over.